It's The Record with Marcy Silman. I'm Ross Reynolds. Earlier this week, Boeing machinists rejected a contract extension that would have secured the assembly of the 77X jetliner here in Washington State. Now Boeing says it will seriously consider the offers from other states that want Boeing's business. Two of the cities Boeing is said to be considering are Long Beach, California, and Charleston, South Carolina. Both cities present different but enticing prospects for the aerospace company. In South Carolina, Lieutenant Governor Glenn McConnell said he's confident that state lawmakers will make Boeing a competitive offer. Here to tell us more is Andy Owens. He's the managing editor of the South Carolina Business Journal. Andy, thanks so much for taking the time.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, Washington State offered up $8.7 billion in tax breaks. Is South Carolina going to match that?
Well, we're not sure if they're going to match it or what they might be considering. One of my staff writers talked to Governor Haley today, and she said that they had been in touch with the Boeing company before the union vote and after the union vote to make it clear that if they were interested in bringing this aircraft to South Carolina, that we would be interested in putting something on the table. She said that that's not something that was a surprise, and that they would be happy to talk to them about it, and that they have ongoing discussions with the company.
You know, I'm wondering if you folks in South Carolina even think you have to match that $8.7 billion in tax breaks. Are there other things that South Carolina can pitch to Boeing that would reduce its costs?
Well, you know, the right-to-work state issue is always something that South Carolina leaders like to push out there simply because the labor costs are reduced. We also have very cheap land. I mean, we've got a lot of land around the Boeing campus right now. They're in the process of buying, I believe, is 260 acres for about $14 million, pending Federal Aviation Administration approval. But we have a lot more land than that as well, and there's a lot of infrastructure around that as well, too. You know, one of the things that we would have to look at is whether they can bring those wings to the Boeing plant where it is now. We have a deepwater port, certainly, but as far as you would have to have rail access that could also, you know, provide that infrastructure to move those wings to the Boeing plant. So, I mean, there's some drawbacks strategically, but those, you know, South Carolina's leaders have always been willing to do what they thought they needed to do to get this sort of thing.
I'm talking to Andy Owens. He's managing editor of the South Carolina Business Journal about the chances of South Carolina getting the 77X jetliner being to be built there. Now, does the fact that you're a right-to-work state mean that the workforce at a 777X plant there would not be members of the Machinists Union?
Well, it's really up to them. You know, federal law applies everywhere. So, you know, if they decide they want to unionize, they could. They actually did when the plant was not owned by Boeing. When it was owned by Vault and Global Aeronautica, there was an effort to bring the IAM here. And when Boeing bought the plant, the workers decided to decertify the union. So there was that movement here, and they could certainly do it again. You know, for me, as a journalist and my team in the South, we don't have a lot of, because we're right to work, you know, covering unions is certainly something new for us. So it's been a bit of an education as we determine, like, how these kind of political maneuverings go that happened last week in Seattle. We've been watching the entire thing. Fascinating and also a little unusual for us as well.
Yeah, I mean, are workers at the 787 line that's in Charleston now members of the Machinists?
No, they're not.
Okay. What do you think the chances are that the 77X line is going to end up in South Carolina? I'm sure you've been taking a look at some of the other competitors for South Carolina.
You know, yeah, we certainly have, and we've been following all the press out of the Seattle area. You know, to be honest with you, my opinion is that Boeing really wants this aircraft to be built in Puget Sound. I mean, the 777 is being built there now. You've got, you know, lots of workers, and we're not up to the rate that Boeing wants us to build a 787 right now. And I know that there's a move to do that. We've got 6,200 employees that are working, and I think the workforce is ramping up, you know, to do what they need to do. But you know, it would be a quicker build. And I know there's some years out, but it would be a quicker build to certainly do it in Puget Sound. I'm not even sure that I know Long Beach is of interest because of the C-17 plant. And we fly C-17s here out of the Air Force Base, but even there, I mean, it seems like Puget Sound would be a better, quicker build for them.
Well, we're going to turn to Long Beach next. Andy, thanks so much for your time.
Okay.
Andy Owens, managing editor of the South Carolina Business Journal. And as Andy mentioned, another area that might be trying to get the 777X is Long Beach, California. They have a long aerospace history there. The Boeing 717 was the last commercial airplane to be produced in Long Beach. It ended production in 2006. Boeing announced that they would stop the production of the C-17 plane in 2015. Joining us is Ben Hennigan, who's aerospace and defense reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Bill, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
So what's California's pitch to Boeing?
Well, as you pointed out, Southern California has a rich aerospace history. We've been building aircraft here since its inception, really. The plant down in Long Beach was built during World War II, and churned out warbirds then, and has been building ever since. The C-17 has been built there since the 90s, and that aircraft is set to be canceled in 2015. So, with such a long legacy, people have been wondering what's going to come next. And with the 777X, they see a possibility that it might come there.
So you think there are plenty of trained aerospace workers in California to take the jobs necessary to build the 777X?
There's no question.
Yep.
You're talking about multiple generations of folks down here who've built aircraft. Much like the Puget Sound area, these folks, it's in their blood. And when the C-17 was announced to be canceled, I mean, there was just a huge hole, I guess. And people don't know what's going to come. Southern California used to make a wide range of aircraft. And now the only one left from start to finish assembly line is the C-17.
And that's just for a couple more years, huh? So you
Correct.
Think
it's 2015.
You think California will match the $8.7 billion in tax breaks that Washington State approved?
It's hard to tell, Russ. It's a game of poker now, right? States don't want to reveal exactly what they're going to offer Boeing for fear that, you know, they may get the ante upped by another state. So the only thing that I can hear from state and local officials is that they are making their pitch, but
yeah.
There is no granular detail on what that pitch is.
But unlike South Carolina, probably a workforce at a 777X plant in California would be members of the Machinist Union. Is that right?
That's right. It wouldn't be, for example, the C-17 plant now has there are members that are unionized, but it is not nearly the size of the union that's up in Puget Sound.
So if that's kind of the same from Washington State to California, doesn't California have to match the $8.7 billion in tax breaks to make a competitive offer? It sounds like that's the floor for states. Now that Washington has shown its cards on that, that seems to be the floor for other states to match, unless they've got other things they can offer that would reduce the cost of building the airliner there.
Russ, I think you should get Governor Jerry Brown on the radio and ask him. Yes, of course. I mean, it seemed as though, and just how swiftly that moved through the legislature.
Amazing.
I mean, the lawmakers up there were eager to jump on that incentive package and just pass it through. I don't know, being the aerospace reporter here for a number of years, I've watched politicians let a number of different programs go through their fingers. So I don't know if
yeah.
they will be as eager to put together such a package for Boeing.
Right. We shall see very shortly. We're going to have to end it there, Bill. Thank you so much for your time. Bill Hennigan, aerospace and defense reporter for the Los Angeles Times. You are listening to KUOW's The Record.